Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Fly Girl Show. I am your host, Casey Grant, and I would like to, well, this is just going to be a different type of show today. It's going to be in honor of Black History Month, and I am just going to give some pointers out and kind of update my audience as to what I've been doing this month and just kind of bring you up on everything. So it's going to be a short show, but I hopefully a very informative one. You know, Black History Month, to me, we always seem to honor the same people. And I love the heroes and Martin Luther King and all of the civil rights leaders that we really owe honor to and should never, ever not give them the honor. But I am in aviation. And so my platform is to inform those of the pioneers in aviation. And I have a book that's out, and I think I have mentioned this several times on most of my radio shows. And the name of the book is called Stars in the Sky. And this is the history of the Black flight attendants and other aviation positions of co-pilots and the pilots. And it's out. It's been out now a year. And is available on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble. And I just am going to hit a few highlights of the book and just to tell you a little bit about it. I wrote the book, and it's been out a year. And for those who don't know, the flight attendant position was a male position. And it started in the 30s. And it was a German, and as a matter of fact, he was on the Hindenburg when the Hindenburg went down. Later on, it became a co-pilot's position to fly the plane, take care of the passengers, and then go back into the cockpit. Once it landed, come out, assist the passengers off the plane. Oh, you know, that was a lot for him to have to do. So he was very happy when they finally decided to hire a female. And that was United that did that. And Ellen Church is the very first female flight attendant. Now, for the Black history, in 1956, Patricia Banks Edmiston was the very first one that applied for the job. And she applied in 1956. They hired her on paper. And once they realized, when she walked in that office and they saw that she was Black, they decided they didn't have a position for her. Well, this feisty lady took all the airlines to court and won. And because of her, we were able to be hired in this position. Now, the wonderful company that I happened to work for 35 years hired their very first flight attendant in 1966. And her name was Patricia Grace Murphy. Now, as I said, my company, which was Delta, was very supportive of us, very protective, and we couldn't have asked for a better company. But it wasn't just Delta. It was the world. It was about the things that were going on in the world. Women were fighting for equal rights, and we Blacks, people of color, were fighting for their equal rights. So in my book, I give you history on the trials and the tribulations that we went through to get this job, which I know that we've all been fortunate now to know there have been all Black crew members, from the pilot, from the captain to the co-pilot, which shows we have really made a lot of improvement in history. And we have still a lot of ground to go. And there's other fields in aviation that I always, when I'm lecturing, I like to tell people, there's other fields to go into aviation, not just the flight attendant, but we need mechanics. We need attorneys. So there's all different fields that I try to introduce the audience that I'm speaking to. And there's scholarships in aviation that a lot of times go unclaimed. So you can find out different information if you want to follow me on my website, which is theflygirl10.com. And I have all types of speaking engagements that you'll be able to follow me on. And as we know, the Fly Girl Show is on Wednesdays, and I try to bring interesting guests to you for different fields. And in the near future, I hope to be able to have one of the owners of the B. Coleman Aviation Airstrip, which is one of the few black-owned airstrips in the country. And I am going to have him on a show, and he's going to give us some information and ins and outs of this particular endeavor, which is actually very, very interesting. One of the ladies I happen to be working with in my speaking engagements, and I'm so proud to have her as my friend, and her name is Gigi Coleman. And Gigi Coleman happens to be the great niece of Betsy Coleman. And Betsy Coleman was the very first African-American woman to earn her pilot's license. Now, that is in my book, The History and All the Trials and Tribulations and the People That Supported Her. And one of the people that did support her was the Chicago Defender. So this is all history, a lot of history of people that we just don't know about. And we could expand in learning different things of the contributions that other blacks have made. I also am proud to say that ABC, our local channel in Chicago, just did a story on me and the Betsy Coleman All-Stars, which is a program for young adults that want to pursue a career in aviation. And it is a wonderful, wonderful program. So why don't you just look it up on the internet? And for those that would like to contribute, because they are looking for contributors, this is a worthwhile program. And find maybe there's someone in your family that might be interested in joining. So please go on the internet and contact Gigi. That's a G-I-G-I Coleman. And submit your application or get some information. It would be a wonderful, wonderful program. And another thing I want to do a shout out for Black History Month. On Facebook, there is a person that lists all this different information, and I have found that his information is so interesting and different insights on accomplishments from blacks. And his name is Earl Jackson, and his the Facebook program is called Black Negro Leagues Authentic, and it's by Earl Jackson. So if you get a chance, check him out and see about the things that he lists, because they're very interesting topics. And as I just said, too, I was just on the ABC show, so you'll be able to go to YouTube and pull that up and see the interview. It's really, really a nice interview. Let's see, what else do I want to talk about real quick just to kind of bring you up on it? Also, my Delta is going to be having a Black History program, which will be in Atlanta on Friday, which would be February the 26th, I believe. And it's going to honor a Black all-cast movie, and it's called The Flying Ace. So if you ever get a chance, look that up on the internet also. That should be very entertaining. And also, my wonderful company has honored the very first male, black male flight attendant, and his name is Eugene Harmon. If you go back through some of my interviews, you will see an interview with him so you can listen to his story and the things that he went through to get the job. And one very excruciating story that he told was about not being able to secure a room on a layover because they denied him the access to his room at the hotel, the layover hotel. So it's all in the book, as I said, Stars in the Sky by Casey Grant. And the first female flight attendant was also honored this month, and her name is Patricia Grace Murphy. And the second flight attendant is Fanola Smith. And all of these wonderful people are in my book. So for all of you, sometimes we need to reach out and learn. There are different aspects of our contributions. The attorneys, the judges, there's so many people, and there's probably people in your neighborhood that need to be acknowledged for their contribution to our wonderful Black history. So please, let's all start a new or start an added list of people that we should honor and their wonderful accomplishments, because I'm sure there are some of them in your family, in your own family. And one of my wonderful relatives was Alice Coachman. And Alice Coachman was the very first African-American to win a gold medal in the Olympics in track in 48. That is my cousin. So we have our own personal hero in our family. And, of course, for those that you may not think is much of an accomplishment, but I still honor my mother and my father because of them. We were able to accomplish and have the things and have the opportunities that we did. So honor, you have your own personal history, your parents, your relatives. So I just kind of wanted to touch bases with my audience to let you know that I am still here. Please stay tuned for updates on what shows I will be having in the near future. And I do plan to bring you some very interesting people. Next month is Women's Month. So there will be some interesting women that I will introduce you to, and you will learn about their accomplishments and their contribution to our society and to history. So once again, as I close, I want to remind you, this is the Fly Girl Show. I am on Wednesdays, and you can always go to the archives to listen to any old shows, which have been very interesting. And please, the call-in number is, for those that tune in on the live air shows, that number is 347-857-3600. 09. And I would love to hear from you while I'm on live for your contributions and your comments. Please, if when you go on my website, would you do me a favor and please friend me or follow me, as it says at the bottom of my picture. And there's been so many listeners that have not done that, and I really would like to have your support reflected in those numbers. So once again, this is the Fly Girl Show, and we're bringing so many interesting topics to you. I look forward to my next show, which will be next week. Tune in to meet someone interesting and to learn something new. And I will sign off now, but I want to leave you with one more very important thought. Remember that your blessings are as numerous as the stars in the sky. Tune in next week to the Fly Girl Show. And send in some suggestions if you have someone that you would like me to interview. I'm up for all suggestions at any time. Remember, too, the election is very important. So let's make some interesting, good history and vote. Remember to vote. Thank you so much and have a wonderful evening.